Good afternoon. Welcome to Aquaculture Today here on the Red River Farm Network. And we are on the road again today. It is our week-long Red River Farm Network crop tour presented by Pioneer. And we are in Crary, North Dakota, east of Devil's Lake. Paul Becker is with us right now. We're actually on the Trevor Strummy seed operation here. Paul, join us. We've got a number of growers that are in the shop today. Paul, first of all, good to have you on the air with us this afternoon.
Well, thank you.
Give us an idea what's the year been like, the crop situation in this part of Ramsey County.
Actually, it started out really dry. You know, we were just a little late getting in. I think it was the 3rd or 4th of May was our first day of seeding, and actually seeding went really well. I don't think we stopped one day this spring for seeding, and by the end of May, we were done. It was all done in less than 30 days.
Kind of unusual, isn't
it? Yeah, it's really unusual, yeah.
So you had good moisture early, then after that, the rains came in June?
In June, it was a little dry by the time we had got done seeding, but once June started, June was real wet. I think we had over 6 inches of rain in June at our farm. And July actually started out wet, and we actually were more fortunate than a lot of places. We did have rain up until about the 20th of July, and it's been pretty dry since then. We had a little shower here the last several days. I think we got 50, 60 hundredths out of that.
So how far along is the corn and bean crops right now?
The corn, I noticed when we started harvesting wheat, which was probably the 12th or 13th of August, that it was just starting to dent. And a week or 10 days later, I looked, and it was real good hard dent. So that, I'm sure, is probably 10 days away from maturity or whatever. The soybeans are being pushed by the dry weather. I'm thinking we're a couple weeks away on the soybeans. We've got edible beans, too. And I think our pintos, we're looking at about a week away from harvest right now.
We're getting ready into crunch time coming up ahead of us. Paul, appreciate the chance to visit and get an update on this crop.
Okay, thank you.
Paul Becker with us from Crary, North Dakota. Again, it is the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer. More to come, but right now let's check those markets with Randy Coonan.
All right, thanks, Don.
Good afternoon. Farm news on the Red River Farm Network. We are on the road with the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer. As you know, we started Monday in the southern Red River Valley, made stops in places like Elbow Lake and Wheaton, Minnesota, and moved into portions of southeastern North Dakota. And yesterday we wrapped up in Roseau, and now we're into northeastern North Dakota. Right now we're at the Trevor Strummy Farm at Crary, North Dakota, Ramsey County. And Trevor is with us, as well as Nate Johansson from Pioneer. And Trevor, first of all, thanks for hosting us. We appreciate you putting us up here. Tell us a little bit about this crop. How are things looking in your backyard?
You know, things are looking pretty good, considering what we've kind of gone through, you know, the drier spring. We got some rain, it was wet, and the faucet shut off, and I think things are holding their own. Just being optimistic, I think we're going to come out of here with a pretty decent crop, I think. So.
It looks like we're well into dent. How would you kind of rate where this corn crop is at as far as maturity?
Yeah, I would say early to late dent. Like 2 weeks away, probably we should be finished with most of it. Later maturities are won't be too far behind, but definitely early, and yeah, it looks good.
So, with some of that dry weather, is that stock held up as well, or
the stocks are holding up? It's going to be something that we're going to watch for. You know, the stock strength, stock integrity, the shank. It's going to be issues. You know, I think if guys let it sit out there, so we're keep an eye on it, and you know, there could be some corn harvested before some soybeans, or guys might leave some soybeans and do some corn, so it'll be interesting, but I guess we'll see.
Nate Johansson with us from Pioneers, we mentioned as well. Nate, that seems to be a common theme with this variability. Harvest management might be a real challenge somewhat.
I think it's going to be really important to keep an eye out on your corn and so forth, and go out there and take a look and watch your fields, and talk to your local Pioneer sales reps as well. They'd be glad to come out and help build a harvest management plan for you, because as we look at it early fall, that's going to be one that we keep top of mind, is just have a good plan as we're looking at harvest.
Well, and too, I think it's important to note that
you know, this isn't just corn and soybean country here. There's a lot of harvest going on all at once, or will be going on, right?
I think that's the big thing that when we've talked to growers this past week is it's all happening at once. And Trevor pointed out that we might have some corn coming out before soybeans, and that's also going to be happening at the same time as earlier this week when we were in the heart of the valley when sugar beets are coming out as well too. So something really building out that plan I think is going to be important.
Trevor, obviously in this neck of the woods you've got everything from canola to dry beans, wheat, barley. How did some of the summer crops come through?
Good. You know, we took off a nice wheat crop. Protein was, I would say, better than average. You know, you had your fields where you'd see where they got the rain. You know, you got your lower yielding fields, and you had ones that, you know, really were like, wow. So, you know, it's just where you caught that rain. I think it's going to be just like the same as the beans and corn. It's going to be variable. So the canola, it's coming off. I'm hearing some good yields. Barley was good. So, you know, hopefully it follows suit with the row crops.
Yeah, let's keep our fingers crossed that things are moving forward as we look into this row crop. Nate, first of all, thanks to Pioneer for sponsoring our crop tour that we've had this week and continuing through the week. We've had a good schedule thus far. As we mentioned, we started in the southern Red River Valley and really now moving through North Dakota. Can you kind of help us paint the picture where we're going the rest of the day and on through the end of the week?
You bet. So we're gonna continue to go up north, and we're gonna get to Red Lake and Rolla, and then we're gonna start to head south so that we can focus a lot of time tomorrow around Jamestown. So we'll go both west of Jamestown over towards Dawson, and then we'll work our way back towards the east and kind of wrap up tomorrow in that Tower City Hope area, so that then on Friday we'll work around the Grand Forks area, more so a little bit over towards Devil's Lake. So I think the biggest thing of this tour, it's been great to interact with a lot of people. We've got a great Pioneer professional sales reps, a great team of people with some excellent facilities that it's been fun for you to be a part of and in. And we've got some good customer appreciation events, some plot tours, because we're going to have a really strong lineup of products. I'm really looking forward towards some of the new soybean varieties that we have coming out, and some of the corn varieties that we've seen in our plots are looking exceptional. Some new 82-day products, and as we worked our way towards the south where we started the week, we had some new 94-day products that were looking really, really good. So it's been great to really showcase the people within Pioneer and really there to help farmers in any way that we can.
That's been a lot of fun, and it continues. We'll continue through the balance of this week. The Red River Farm Network Crop Tour, it's presented by Pioneer.
Stay tuned. We'll bring you more coverage from our crop tour here on the Red River Farm Network.
To next week.
Back on that crop tour, crops in the Minto, North Dakota area continue to struggle with a lack of meaningful moisture. Pioneer sales rep Stephen Schuster says Walsh County has been dry all season.
Got in the field in Walsh County, right in this part of Walsh County anyway, the last few days of April, got a lot of our wheat and sugar beets in April, first part of May. Field conditions were relatively dry. We were short on snow this past winter, so when we got rolling, it went pretty good. And, you know, then we just kept rolling on to the next crop, and got real nice timely rains after that, nice three-quarter to inch-and-a-half rains. Crop was off to an excellent start. And then we got to early July, actually the 4th of July, we had a bad storm that morning. And that's kind of when Mother Nature decided to shut the sprinkler off. And until 2 days ago, we saw no or very little rain. So crop conditions have been deteriorating here for the better part of 2 months.
The corn crop is starting to show stress.
Yeah, I've been in a lot of cornfields here the last week or two. And the corn on the sugar beet ground is not looking very good at this point. Some of the other corn looks excellent, so we kind of got a little bit of everything out there. The plot we're standing next to right now, it's got varieties that are fired up over our shoulders. And right in this area, it was very dry last summer of 17 as well. So it's kind of going on 2 years with, you know, very little rain and not much snow. So, not a lot of subsoil left right now. It's crazy how quickly it can change from 2016.
Schuster also says stalk quality is the big concern when talking about the drought-stressed corn to harvest.
We are 250 to 300 GDUs ahead of the five-year average right now, which puts our harvest about 3 weeks ahead of normal. So that can kind of creep up on guys awfully quick if you're not paying attention. And this part of the country, not everybody has a corn dryer, so the elevators need to be ready. And if we see some quality changes to the negative side, we got to be ready to go take that crop.
Be sure to tune in to the Red River Farm Network's Facebook page, where you can watch our Facebook Live with Schuster from this morning. Red River Farm Network's Crop Tour is presented by Pioneer. Good afternoon. This is Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Pisac, North Dakota farmer and Pioneer seed dealer Scott Belin says dry conditions will take some yield off the top of the crop.
Soybeans, I think we'll have some early maturities middle end of next week, which is a couple weeks early. Corn will definitely be harvested in September this year. Maybe not all of it, but guys will start towards the end of September, I think.
Belin says sugar beet farmers in the area will likely harvest their corn before the beets. That's unusual.
You know, the crop looks fairly healthy. There's some gosses wilt out there on field edges and stuff, but it's not going to take any yield. No, other than that, there was some spider mites around in the soybeans, but they weren't quite at thresholds and the crop reached maturity, so I don't know of too many guys that actually sprayed for them.
During the second leg of today's Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer, Dulmage Ag LLC owner Doug Dulmage says the crops near Leeds, North Dakota, is also dry.
We're obviously very worried about the crop. It looks like it's hanging in there. I think soybeans, hoping for around a 30 bushel average, and then corn to 120, 130 bushel corn, which is good for us. Part of our and yield, I think, is going to be helped out by the fact we haven't drowned out 10% of our fields that we've seeded. We'll get to harvest those areas this year.
Dulmage says soybean harvest could start around September 10th. Corn, though, is the big unknown.
Dry last year and really worried, you know, when you see the sandy hilltops dying off. Oh, we're going to have lightweight corn. It's going to hurt. Well, in the end, you know, we were right at 130 bushel average, farm average. I think we just get the lightweight corn, I'm starting to think, on those cool summers where we're short of heat units that doesn't mature.